Do you, again, keeping in mind the role that Tennesseans could play in any potential solution there, do you think military force should be off the table with Iran?
Well, I don't think Iran believes that military force is on the ground, you know, is on the table now. I think at least while these negotiations are underway, and certainly it's really not on the table in all honesty. I met, I was in Israel, most importantly, while I was certainly there to see the prime minister and the president and others. My most important mission, if you will, was to sit down with Israeli intelligence and get a sense from their standpoint as to what was happening inside Iran. I've done the same with our intelligence officials here and certainly talked with our partners in the P5 plus one. But, you know, at present, while the negotiations are underway, let's face it, there is no real threat of military force. The question is, if we do not reach a deal with Iran and if they move ahead proactively with their nuclear program, which will be very destabilizing to the whole Middle East and certainly will pose a threat over time to Israel and certainly to us, the question would come then, what would we do? And I think the military option would then be on the table. I will say that I'm familiar with how that might come about, should it come about, and all of us want to do everything we can to ensure there's a negotiated end to this, that there's an agreement that avoids that, but we need to ensure that it's a good agreement, not an agreement that really, in a clandestine way, allows Iran to continue with nuclear weapons development. But I can assure you that the types of activities that have been looked at don't involve boots on the ground.
Not even like special forces or something like
No. Never been discussed.